Hello? What's inside? Are you okay?
Oh, God.
Welcome to the Astrologers!
So this episode is dedicated to our one and only honey, our favorite crazy-ass Virgo. You know when you got a little liquor in you, how you behave.
Mm-hmm.
This one's for you, shorty.
You trash bastards and bitches.
Let me tell you something about Virgos.
Let me tell you a little cute tip about a Virgo. You get a Virgo drunk, they become a Virgo. All of a sudden, they don't shut the fuck up. They relax. They took their anal beads out and they're ready.
Hello?
Oh, God.
Well, welcome back to another week of the Astrologers.
Hi, guys.
We're still in Virgo season.
Ugh. You're a virgin who can't drive.
Oh, hello.
That ain't the Virgo vibe. Oh, I don't know what the fuck is. You're a virgin who can't drive and your mother's a whore.
How's y'all weeks? What you been doing? What you guys been up to?
Bitch, I've been working. Not like Dolly Parton.
Let me tell you about my week, how my Virgo season is going. Trash. I fucking got a crack in my windshield.
Ooh.
Went to fix it this morning, got a flat tire.
Oh.
You know, loving the day.
Out with the old and with the new Virgo vibes. House.
Well, we all know what Steph was doing this past week.
So
sis is making a little.
Steph decided with her new podcast, you know, platform that she was going to become a cam girl. Catch her on Pocket Star. Just kidding, it's a fake.
That's why I wasn't here last week.
She was filming her pussy.
I would like to know who's taking pictures of their butthole and making
pretending it's their butthole.
Yeah, pretending it's Steph's butthole and making cash out of this. Run her a check.
Send her money now.
I was at home minding my damn business, and mad guys start messaging me. I'm like, what is going on? Like, this is
like,
weird.
Did I post a nude on my story?
Like, what the fuck? And they're like, oh, is this you? Like, who's this? Is this you? Like, I'm like, what? And then I send it to you guys, and it's like
an ass
and a dildo and all this shit. I'm like,
and that's the profile.
I mean, I'm not gonna front. They got it correct. I mean, with the dildos
and the big butt
and the butthole and the sauna. But
I was like, I didn't know you was camming now. You know why you've been working on the meme so hard? Trying to build that platform for yourself. She's using the astrologers to become the ass star. Catch Steph on Pocket Pussy. Just kidding. It's actually a fake website, so don't join it, guys.
Please don't. Do not get scammed. It ain't me.
You need an extra, not this time. Fuck you.
She said, this is not a solo dolo show. I'm not even there. Nick, you're next. I was a fake Tinder that like CrossFit. I said, bitch, me, CrossFit, goodbye. Now she's a Pocket Pussy star.
But they got it correct. Like, they did all the right things. They know she likes BDSM. Like, they know all this shit about her already. I'm like, how?
That's so creepy. Like,
that is really creepy.
Like, should I feel flattered? Should I feel creeped out? Like,
is this what a fan does? Is that a number one fan?
Like a little flattered, but then it's also like, someone's using my pictures to hurt people. So I'm like, this is weird.
Somebody call Neve and Cammy immediately.
We should help.
Somebody call Joanne the scammer immediately.
And the nanny. You in a crisis? I'm on my way.
Call them all at once. Put an episode up on MTV.
There's an asshole on Instagram, and we need to figure out whose hole that is.
It ain't mine.
I was like, Steph, is that your butt? Like, did you send that? I was like, that looks a little small, though. Steph got cheeks. I'm like, who the ass is that? It's not Steffi's shoes, it's booty hole.
Mm-mm.
No one knows who it is. I don't know who she is.
Who is she?
Literally, I don't know who she is, but whoever you are, you better confess.
But, you know, don't follow Steph's fake socials instead of follow our real one. Instead of.
We are on Facebook at The Astrologers. We are on Twitter at The Astrologers. We are on Instagram at @_astrologers. We are on TikTok at The Astrologers. We wish the world wide up in this bitch.
And we're on Pocket Star. No, I'm kidding.
the
what the fuck goes on.
And you know, we're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So follow. Leave us a review. Leave us a subscribe. Leave us a follow.
Talk nice to us.
DM us.
Talk dirty to us.
Oh, okay. Hello.
We got any astro events this week, Angel?
Oh, maybe we do. in true Virgo fashion, just like last episode, it's a little mild out here. You know, we're going to post our dailies on our social media, but the main thing to look out for this week is the new moon in Virgo. So on the same day that the new moon is occurring, Mars in Virgo is trine Pluto in Capricorn. So basically think of this as a new moon that shot a steroid shot in its asshole.
Hello.
It's the feelings of power, ambition, and dedication. This is going to give you a boost. So when setting intentions, get real with yourself, sit with yourself in true Virgo fashion, get it fucking done. This is going to boost that shit, and I'm here for it. Self-reflect, set intentions. This moon can cascade you into really who you want to be, who you want to become, and what you can instill to get there.
I see.
And in true Virgo fashion, that's it for the events for this week.
God damn.
They said, oh, you want water? Choke. Now, some wins for the week. We finally broke 8K on Instagram. We're actually almost at 9. Because the meme destroyer.
Yeah. We're almost at 10K.
Yo.
We're going to get 10K by the next full moon.
That's right. Swipe up post. Swipe up to view. A pocket star count. Pocket pussy. Literally, our last full moon meme got over 10K. Dude, Bitch Rising followed us. What the fuck? And
A lot of other pages like reposted it.
Yeah. She actually followed us. I'm like, Bitch Rising? Hello? You listening? Moving?
Now, moving on to our slut butts. Ooh. What we got this week?
Ooh. I got a short one.
Ooh.
But it's pretty funny.
Oh.
It involves blowjobs, drugs, and doo-doo.
Oof. Oh, I mean, you had me at blowjobs, and you lost me at...
drugs and doo-doo. No, so, the doo-doo, it was the doo-doo for you.
It's the doo-doo for me. Come on.
Okay, so, I know an Aquarius.
Oh, God.
So, this Aquarius was hanging out with this guy. We don't know the guy's sign because they never made it that far because honey was like, drop me off. I'm ready to go home. Bye-bye. So the other guy was, you know, doing, you know, a little narcotics, was involved, whatever. Doing a little snort, going skiing.
Sniffy.
They think it was skiing. And I don't know. It's like, what drug makes that happen? I said, I don't know. It could have been the coke shits and maybe it was, you got the ketamine craps. I mean,
it could have been anything.
Yeah, like, who knows? Could have been goddamn Motrin.
You name it.
So they were in the car hooking up, backseat.
Okay, oh, the they were in a car.
Yeah, the Aquarius. Why is everyone shitting in cars?
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't happen to our Aries friend's friend.
Empty your booty hole. So whatever.
Stop eating before you do it.
The Aquarius is going to town, you know, starting to suck a little dick or whatever, okay. Tick a little ball. And
tick a little ball or whatever.
A little ball. So right before they start getting going, the guy like snorts something. He's like, whatever, I'm not going to judge. Do your thing, whatever. Mid-blow, all of a sudden, it starts to smell like dookie in the car.
Shut up.
Oh, God.
Stop. The Aquarius was sucking so good that the other guy shit himself.
Shut the fuck up.
And then proceeded, the Aquarius was like, what's happening? Like, I'm fucking done. Like, ew. Like, it smells like poo-poo in here. And then the guy is trying to wipe the shit off his back of his car seat with his shirt. My first question was cloth or leather. Cloth or leather seats. Bitch, cloth. I said, what color? I was hoping they were tan. Unfortunately, they were black.
Damn.
But they, you know, stopped. What,
was it the Aquarius's car?
No, it was the other guy's car. Okay, so good. The Aquarius literally said, can you drive me home? I gotta go.
Hell no, I would get the fuck out of there and take an Uber.
This was before Uber. This was a while ago. So. I would have took the cute footy. He walked right the fuck home.
Yeah, for real.
Oh,
so,
God.
So, yeah, they're going to give a blowjob so good that someone shit their pants because I haven't done that and I don't plan on it.
Ugh. That's insane.
It's the Hoover vacuum, Gluck Gluck 5000. So, Nikita, I think you got one too, right?
Oh, God, do I?
I'm excited.
So,
I'm
you
excited.
Remember the Sagittarius, our favorite Sag.
No.
So, recently, he's been talking to me about glory holes.
Oh.
And for those of you who don't know what they are, glory hole is like a carnival. Place where you go. It's a carnival for your penis. And you go into, it's a merry-go-round for your winky. And you go in and there's a room with a hole in the wall and the men, you know, stick their winkies in and the other person, whether it be male, female, whoever you are, will, you know, do a little, suck a little zick or whatever, you know?
A little handy, a little zick.
So I'd asked him, you know, how we got into glory holes.
Yeah, how do you get into something like that?
Like, I didn't even know this existed until he brought it up to me. So he's like, all right, I'm going to tell you. So light years ago, because he's an old little shit, he was in college in Florida. He had known this chick, and she was into them. So she told him one day, like, oh, can you come with me and be my bodyguard? Oh. And I'll suck a little zick or whatever. So he's like, yeah, of course I will. Okay, so
play. Okay.
And he never knew about it, but at first he thought it was a little weird and gross. He's like, ew, I don't fucking come watch whatever. So he still went, because as a Sagittarius, you know, adventurous, he wants to see new things, a whole new world.
Cocks for you to suck.
So he goes, and she starts by sucking his zick or whatever, gets a cum shot to the face. They go in the room. And she's starting to suck a couple of zicks or whatever, cum shots in the face. Suck a little zick or whatever, cum shots in the face. She's just going around and around and around. She's doing it multiple times. Ooh. There was another chick outside. I guess there's like a waiting room.
Oh.
Because, you know, people want to get in.
It's like the dentist's office.
So I think there's about like 6 rooms of like glory holes situations. Oh. And one girl who was waiting, she came, knocked. She was like... So she's like, can I just join for a little bit while I wait for a room?
Do you need an extra?
She's like, she said... You need an extra? So, she was like, you need an extra? So she was like, yeah, absolutely. And so she comes in, and there's cum on this girl's face. Oh, I didn't even mention this. The girl's a Scorpio.
Oh,
so
make more sense.
So the other girl comes in and starts making out with this chick. They start sucking a little zick together. She's licking the cum off the Scorpio's face.
Oh my God. Hello?
I'm like, hello? This man here, this Sagittarius is having the time of his life. He's like, yo, whoa, woo, woo, woo. He's like, whoa, woo. He's freaking out. This girl ended up sucking 11 dicks that night.
11?
And got 13 cum shots to the face. Because
goddamn.
Not only did she get the first cum shot from the Sagittarius, she got 11 cum shots from 11 dudes and then finished off with the Sagittarius.
What?
Giving her a last cum shot. She truly is the cork destroyer.
She's a strong woman.
Oh my God.
I have never... I honestly commend this chick. And he sent me videos.
I'm God.
Oh my God.
Why was she sucking more winky like that? She was like...
The way she was using her hands.
She literally just stuck it in her mouth and let it sit there for like 5 minutes, and I'm like, hello? And then the other guy, she went, oh, and then he came right in her face. I was like, it's the fucking, I don't even know.
It's the crunch curls getting cum shots for me.
It's the zick worshiper for me.
It's Florida for me.
You're damn right. So that is how we got into glory holes. So if anybody's interested, let me know and I'll tell them to take it as well.
I'll send you details.
Send me your zick resume. We'll take it from there.
Are back at it again with the houses. Now, if you've been tuning in, you know we covered both first house and rising signs. So right now we're gonna dive into second house, baby. Now this is a house of self, and second house is all about the possessions, the material things. Now, as we have said before, the 12 houses of astrology are a wheel that represents the 12 parts of human life. Depending on the time and location of your birth, your astrological signs and placements will be in different houses, indicating the part of your life that sign has the strongest effect. On the second house in astrology, it's sometimes called the house of possessions. While the second house does cover money and resources, there's actually much more to it than that. At its essence, the second house gives an in-depth understanding about what you do to make yourself feel stable and secure. It also reveals your natural abilities, the valuable qualities that you can tap into to increase your sense of self-worth, to get the shit you want, and to see what matters most to you. It also does give meaning to your relationship with money and, like I said before, possessions. It indicates how you view the material world and the issues you will encounter in regards to it. It also can show how you approach earning that shmoney and how you develop skills and other resources. The influence of this planetary energy creates the self. But what is the purpose of self? The second house is all about the expression of energies in something that can be physically seen and felt. The talents, gifts, and potentials presented to us by the universe are the things that are precious and have value. The second house is a ruler of everything we fucking own. More importantly, the second house tells us about our self-worth, self-esteem, and sense of personal values. Our attitudes about material things are greatly affected by the sign in this house as well as the planets within it. Our worth and personal values will define our attitude towards money, since we use our talent and skills to acquire wealth. Well, the second house will let us question if we are using our energies the right way. Let me tell you, I didn't know second house was this important until I started really diving. I was like, shit, like, legs out. I was like, God damn. Someone just twisted my titty, hello?
So let's get into the signs of the second house, shall we? Starting with our second house in Aries. Now, Aries is the house of impulsivity and individuality. You know, this sign plays a high value on their instincts, and they generally follow it to create something in their material world. They are very ambitious and competitive, and they put their fighting spirit to good use to gain material success. This house has a strong desire to prove themselves in the material world. However, success is not easy, and they may have a tendency to romanticize their ideas and concepts. You know, most of the people with the second house in Aries have become financial tycoons.
Oh, roller coaster tycoon.
It's the tycoon for me.
Ooh.
They have a marked ambition to make and earn money and are quite competitive.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
That's very competitive.
That's see.
Now, second house in Tarsus.
Tarsus.
Taurus is the natural ruler of the second house. These people see value in everything beyond the material. They know that relationships are important and that family is very important. This house placement creates a person that has a great talent for earning money. They have to watch out for feelings of guilt, though, since once guilt creeps up in their system, they may lose control and have a hard time taking too much responsibility. Security is something that Taurus people crave. Mm-hmm. They need to feel secure in all areas.
That's right.
Whether it be in their relationship or with their bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Security is a feeling and highly subjective. And even if they have a lot, they are still bound to feel insecure. They also suffer feelings of guilt when they see others who are less fortunate. Taurus is a natural ruler of the second house. So a person with this placement wants to make money and has a gift for earning it. Their minds are constantly at work on ways and means on how to generate money. It's all about the money.
dollar bill, y'all.
Get the money to get the food. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. Second house in Gemini. Now, Gemini in the second house creates the freelancer type. They would rather have a multitude of freelance activities rather than be tied down to one stable job. They tend to make money from communications such as writing, journalism, and public relations. They are very glib speakers and can even make money by hosting motivational classes. Okay.
I could see that.
Their expertise in handling data can make them adept at trading. When it comes to seeing the value of things, this sign may only see the surface of it. This outlook can cause a lot of disharmony in their lives. In the second house, Gemini will have a lot of money-making ideas, and trust and believe, they're doing them all.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got our second house in Cancer. You know, Cancer is the sign of family relationships. I'm crying. And second house in Cancer means that this individual will have a good chance of earning through a family business. Ooh.
Okay.
Wow. It's the
what's that called? Inheritance for me.
It may also indicate a person who will be working from home. I mean, of course, the crabs want to work at home.
Mm-hmm. They don't leave the fucking house.
There's also a tendency for inheritance to come their way. Some money-making ventures that this house will be involved in will be food, cooking, and entertaining. Usually, these people will rely on destiny to guide them to wealth.
I'm not mad at that.
This house also has an inner desire for gratitude and love. They need validation in both their relationships and careers. If they feel rejection and failure in their relationships, they can suffer greatly. Cancer in the second house is linked to material possessions that are connected to the home.
Second house in Leo. Leo in the second house creates stunningly beautiful people.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Thus, money comes easily to these gorgeous creatures.
Okay, fuck you.
Models, actors, and theater people can make money merely by posing or exhibiting themselves.
Fuck y'all.
These are Cancer risings.
My mom's a Cancer rising. Oh, for Christ.
Put on a show.
Put on a show.
These people have strong confidence when it comes to money matters. Leo is the sign of the ego, so a person with this house placement should be vigilant about how they react to obstacles and failures. Any untoward incident that comes from society and other people's opinions can directly affect their self-respect and feelings of self-worth. People's opinions matter to the individual with the second house in Leo, and these opinions can have jeopardizing effects on their self-respect. The second house in Leo creates an individual that is talented and capable. Their growth is often slow but steady, and this goes as well with the accumulation of wealth. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that's so funny that Cancer risings like have the second house in Leo, because my mom used to be on the TV when she was in India.
I
She used to be. She used to be on the news.
Oh,
I mean, put on a show.
She used to be a dancer. She used to do all that shit. I'm like, make it make sense.
It made sense.
She was like, hello, in India. She was like, we're going to talk about the weather. We're going to talk about the news. Breaking news, breaking news.
Second house in Virgo. Now, this placement can be very challenging. The second house in Virgo creates a person who may never truly be satisfied. Talking to you, my Leo risings. This individual is constantly nitpicking on past mistakes and is overly critical with themselves and others. The main challenge of people with this placement is to learn to value their achievements and success. If there's a strong Mercury planet, this person will be able to rationalize and resolve their personal issues. Money often comes to people with this placement through hard work and dedication. They are attentive to detail in true Virgo fashion and get money after truly deserving it, despite their inner insecurities. A second house placement in Virgo creates a person who has their shit together, they're organized, and they have the potential for success. They just gotta work.
Mm-hmm. Work, work.
Working on my shit.
Next, we got second house in Libra. Libra in the second house creates a person whose relationship with others are crucial and vital. Their sense of worth is realized through their relationships and interactions with others.
In typical Libra fashion, it's the relationships for me. Like, y'all can't just have a let's go girl Shania Twain be on your own. Like, no.
Nope.
In some ways, there's a tendency to give rise to envy stemming from the possessions of others. This often occurs, especially when the planets are poorly placed. Money is often acquired through working with a team or with relationships, as well as the fields of law and justice. This placement has a lot of care and love for others. They can be extremely tactful and diplomatic. If there are challenges in a relationship, they can be very careful not to offend the other party. A person with this house has great earning potential. They have a real eye for bargains and have the ability to make a good deal. However, there's also a tendency to overspend. Mm-hmm. You should learn to control your credit.
Watch that credit.
They also have a natural way of attracting people to them. So they may come across financial opportunities through others.
I think we got to Libra second houses in the building.
You sure do. Sure do.
How do you feel?
Listen, I'm not going to lie. You know, I do have a natural way of attracting people to get money. So, no. It's called Pocket Star.
I just want to bake a cake full of rainbows and just get some money when I hug you. Like, I just need to be around people. Like,
and I do have a very bad tendency of overspending.
Like, that could happen. Yeah. I've
almost been in debt a couple of times because of it. I like to please people, and I like to be like, oh, well, my little
thing. Y'all are tourists with your money house in Libra. Y'all are like, yeah, we'll get the appetizers.
Yeah, fuck it.
$50, hey, I'm making it.
It's the justice for me. Dun, 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 dun.
Now, moving on to the second house in Scorpio. This placement can be a bit challenging sign for the second house.
Thank God it's not my second house.
There's a lot of karma and retribution that surrounds the attainment of material possessions.
Oh. And
I'm a survivor.
Often enough, finances are left by ancestors through inheritance.
It's the inheritance for me again.
Which can be either a blessing or a challenge. A person has to do all sorts of deeds to come to the enjoyment and fulfillment of material possessions, and there may seem to be a no end to it. Debts have to be repaid. It may be hard to enjoy material possessions since it holds a lot of karmic baggage.
Oof.
It's a baggage for me. Yikes. Catching flights and no feelings.
Scorpios in the second house may seem like they have their self-esteem issues all figured out. However, they may just be hiding behind a tricky mask. They hide their emotions from others as well as most of their hurts and insecurities. Oh. Their self-esteem issues may go as far back as childhood. Scorpio in the second house creates an individual who has a high drive to create money wealth. Oh. They have a good ability to amass wealth. Money matters to you are considered personal and private.
Moving along to second house in Sag. Jupiter is a sign of expansion. And it is the ruler of Sagittarius. A Sagittarius placement in the second house creates a tricky position when it comes to finances. It may be hard to hold on to money. However, earning money also comes easily, since Jupiter is the planet of luck. Sag tends to fucking overdo it. Thus, people with this placement may spend more than they earn or vice versa. What the hell y'all doing? People with this placement need to learn to be grounded and practical, as well as cultivate common sense to gain true happiness with material goods. Their main vulnerability, however, is their relationship with others. If they feel they've been betrayed or deprived, they will hurt them back greatly. Okay, so revenge for me. Mm-mm. This can cause a crisis of faith. Second house in Sag has a great immense energy in gaining money and publishing and travel, but they just need to be mindful and not overdo it or get lost in the sauce. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then we got second house in Capricorn. Now, this is a challenging placement for the second house. Ooh. There's a lot of guilt involved when it comes to finances. If there are mistakes made with one's money or possessions, they may suffer a lot of guilt. This house placement will rarely recover if they have made bad choices in trusting others with their money. They will rarely forgive themselves. Material possessions will come to people with this placement, but they have to be ready for the responsibility that comes with it. People with this house tend to be busybodies and overworked.
Oh, it's the Capricorn overworking for me.
Of course.
In the true, money house? In the money house.
In true Capricorn fashion.
In the money house.
Blagged ass. Blagged ass. Although this placement creates super hard workers, they may often not have a clear career path. This can lead to a lot of confusion and self-esteem issues. They are also often hard on themselves, even if they are enjoying much success in life. In true Capricorn fashion.
Very hard on themselves.
People with this placement can benefit from life coaching and mapping out their life to see if they are accomplishing their goals.
Oh, okay. So maps for me, Dora.
Dora, the explorer.
We did it. Now, second house in Aqua. A house with this placement creates a person who has a different approach to financial matters.
Do they?
What they value most are friendships and transformational goals of society. When it comes to money, they will often take risk. They may find it hard to commit to one job or have a stable financial position. However, this placement will have surprises because the first house will be in Capricorn.
Whoa, what the fuck was that?
I wrote this, I was like, I'm triggered. They get me.
Because of the earth sign self-worth, people with this placement tend to be visionaries and nonconformists. They have great talent and are innovators. However, they will tend to doubt themselves. Standing out too much is also a cause of concern, which may give them self-esteem issues. Oh. Independence is something this placement values, so relationships can be a problem and a burden. Why did they just put your name here?
It's the leave me alone vibes for me.
A person with Aquarius in the second house will benefit from sticking to their most creative and practical ideas. There is much luck and success to be gained if this placement networks with others.
I don't want to talk about it. My sign said, leave me the fuck alone. Let me live. Let me do my thing.
As Angel's listening to this, her second house in Aquarius is just getting triggered.
I was like Garfield the cat, Felix the cat, the eyes going back and forth. That was me like, doo-doo-doo.
She's like the monkey meme, like,
stop reading. Shut up. Second house in Pisces. The second house in Pisces indicates upheavals. An individual may rise and fall during their life. Hello? Get up. What's going
Help,
on?
Help, I can't get up.
You need life alert?
I'm falling. I pressed a button. I've fallen and I can't get up.
I have fallen and I can't get up. Help! I'm up here! I've fallen and I can't get up!
Belongings will tend to get lost at times, and this person will tend to lose their keys or crucial items. In the same breath, there is much financial insecurity, and that they may not know how and when they will be earning money, if at all. It's the Pisces delusion, you know, like living check to check, selling pocket cams, hello? I bet the person that is in Pisces got second house in Pisces. They're scamming or whamming. I can't. There is no great desire for this person to have material wealth. They desire money. There's a tendency that they will never be satisfied because they want it all or nothing at all. There's also a tendency for delusion and I'm sorry, y'all. And overestimating their gifts. Oh my God,
this is a fucked up house. God damn.
Pisces is a sign. Wait, Pisces is a sign that creates extremely gifted artists, musicians, and dancers. Mm-hmm. So this placement can find wealth in the entertainment field. Person with this placement has faith and trust that the universe will provide, which also does happen. However, people of this placement must avoid being naive and also investigate get-rich-quick schemes. If negativity overcomes them, they will get involved in illegal money-making activities. The person who's scamming is Steffi's pocket pussy is a Pisces second house. Can't be the scammers for me.
Now, when you look at your second house, I feel like this is the tone. When you look deeper into your second house and the aspects it holds, it can really showcase how you move in the areas we spoke about before. So ask yourself, does money bring happiness? Sure does. It certainly brings good food on the table and gives us everything we want and need. Our potential to earn money stems from our talents and skills. Our self-worth will define our success in career and business. Astrology gives us insight on how we will operate in this crucial sphere of earthly activity and whether material possessions will be a primary or secondary goal. But in the end, self-fulfillment and satisfaction require wisdom and the balancing of forces. Mm. How do you feel about it? Angel's still shaking her head from hers.
I was like, damn. All right, universe. Let me get my bread. Tell you to fuck
get
off.
Get my head. Then leave. Peace out.
You're in a crisis? Hey, I can't come. I'm busy. I'm at work. I'm making this money. How do y'all feel?
Where do we begin?
It's the I'm sexy. I'm going to make money. I'm going to scam people.
For justice.
But also relationship and connection is like above all. Y'all cold. Y'all fucking codependent. No, I'm kidding. Y'all coming for me. It's a codependency for me.
I do know a Virgo rising that cannot be alone. He has to constantly be in a relationship.
No, fuck that.
This is a good app. I think I learned a lot. I didn't know how important second house was. And then I was like,
It all makes sense now. Now, for next week's episode, we're going to be going into Uranus. Retrograde.
Ooh, my what?
My your retro. Anus. My what's in retrograde? My boho.
Your anus.
Damn. Mm.
No wonder why she's a podcast.
The way Steph looked at me and said about my anus being in retrograde. I'll take it. And it's in our favorite sign.
Tarsus.
But no lie, this is going to be a dope-ass retrograde on a collective and a personal level, and we are going to be diving in soup to nuts all about it, mildly into each sign, how it affects, but mostly on a collective level. It's the soup and nuts for me. What? Bye, fuckers. It's Virgo season.
See you next week.
Go clean your room. It's Virgo season, you assholes. I'm kidding.
Bye, fucker.
Get the fabuloso, but don't drink it.